Jason Tatum is now scratching the surface of what we are on the verge of witnessing. His ball handling skills, his sidestep, his step back, his three, his ability to drive and finish at the basket. He can do it all, and he plays defense.
If you haven't watched the NBA in recent weeks, you've missed a superstar emerging before our eyes. Jason Tatum has four straight 30-point games. He's earned raves from LeBron James. And as of today, he's just 22 years old. It's been quite a turnaround for a player who bounced back from a sophomore slump to become one of the best two-way players in the league. But is he good enough to deliver Boston a championship? I'm Mina Kimes. It's Tuesday, March 3rd. This is ESPN Daily, presented by ADT. Hey, Jackie.
Hello, Mina Kimes.
Jackie McMullen covers the NBA for ESPN and recently wrote about the rise of Jason Tatum. Jackie, Jason Tatum has been on an absolute tear lately. How good is he playing right now?
Well, I think he's playing like a top 10 player in the league.
Tatum against Caruso, spins, gets inside, and banks it home. Boy, so impressive. Jason Tatum, one of the emerging stars in the NBA, 11 points here.
This is something that people projected him to be when he first came out.
Tatum strong on Kawhi, drives, floats it off the window and in. It's Jason Tatum's night.
You know, let's be honest. While Giannis and James Harden are dissing each other, LeBron James is telling everybody that Jason Tatum is the next big thing.
LeBron even took to Instagram about it. Here is the quote, "That boy to the left of me is an absolute problem."
That's pretty heady stuff.
You're right. It shouldn't be surprising in some ways because, you know, he was a top three pick. He came into this league, had an amazing rookie season. And yet, it does feel like a change in fortune.
Well, I think what happened, Mina, after a rookie year that was culminated by a slam dunk over LeBron's head in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Tatum drives down and throws it down! Wow! Jason Tatum has electrified the crowd.
He took a step back last year. He cooled off and the Celtics cooled off. I think he, along with Terry Rozier and some of the others that really did so well in that 2018 season, they thought, oh, good, we're all set. Now we're going to build on this. We're going to be, you know, we're going to be stars. I think Jason Tatum thought, maybe I'll be an all-star. And then last year for that Celtics team, there was some tension. And Jason Tatum was caught in the middle of it. And I think it really affected him.
So a lot of the Celtics drama last year that you're referencing was centered around Kyrie Irving. What was Tatum's relationship like with Kyrie?
Kyrie Irving is this legendary superstar, hit the biggest shot in Cleveland history, and he immediately takes Jason Tatum under his wing, even before he's played an NBA game. He invites him to go to the Bahamas with him, to work out with him and Kevin Durant. Now, can you imagine this if you're a 19-year-old kid and Kyrie Irving's putting his arm around you and saying, come on, man, you're with me. I got your back. We're going to do this. And so that happens. And then he goes in and has a pretty good rookie year. Kyrie gets hurt. And then the next year, it's Kyrie against the world.
What do you put your finger on? I guess the ups and downs.
Experience. It's the best thing I can say is experience. We're lacking it. And because of that, we have a lot of learning to do.
More specifically, Kyrie and Marcus Morris at odds with people like Jaylen Brown and Terry Rozier, who they felt weren't showing up the way they should every night. And then Jaylen Brown snapping back at Kyrie Irving saying, hey man, you keep blaming the young guys, but how about all of us playing? And who's in the middle? It's Jason Tatum. And when I asked him about last year, he said, you know, I did feel in the middle. My two best friends on that team were Kyrie Irving and Marcus Morris. And guess what? They're both gone. Even though if Jason Tatum doesn't realize it was probably one of the best things that could have happened because Kemba Walker, who is eternal sunshine, came in and said, you know what? This is your team and Jaylen Brown's team. I'm just holding it for you. Let's all play. Gordon Hayward got better. Jaylen Brown recovered. Jason Tatum recovered. They started playing together. All the tension disappeared. And now you see what we all thought could happen from the day he walked into the league.
Tatum to his left. Bogdanović on him. Tatum steps to the left. Three in the air. Got it!
Ooh, good night, everybody. Drive safely.
The league has a problem, all right.
Jackie, what specifically has Tatum done this year to improve his play on the court?
Well, he's a different player this year, Mina, than last. And the most important thing, I think, was what the Celtics talked to him about was he was in love with that long mid-range two, which we've all identified as the worst shot in basketball, right? He's taking long twos, and they're like, man, just step back 1 foot, or sometimes even 8 inches, 6 inches, and shoot a three and shoot it with confidence. And, you know, one of the most devastating weapons that he has unleashed, particularly in these last few weeks, is that pull-up three-pointer.
Tatum goes behind the back, step back three, got it! 14 for Tatum, his first three-pointer.
It's deadly, and he's shooting over 40% on pull-up three-pointers. I mean, he's become a destructive offensive force. He can handle double teams, he can drive downhill into traffic and score.
Tatum downhill, scoops it in, tie game!
Great move.
JT Money!
Now he can shoot the three. He's rebounding, and he's becoming a little bit of a leader. And I think you could argue now, because, you know, of course, Kemba's been out with the bad knee, and that should be concerning to all Celtics fans, because I don't know what's going on there. It's been out a while. But I think if, at the end of a game, we all thought Kemba Walker would have the ball. Yeah, maybe not anymore. Maybe it's Jason Tatum that's going to try to take that game winner.
Tie game, smart. Laps it into Tatum. Tatum, 3 seconds to go. Tatum, follow away in the corner. Got it! Jason!
So, in addition to changing his game, has his mental approach evolved this season as well?
You know, I when I talked to him, when I interviewed him, it was before the All-Star game. And it was clear to me in talking with him how desperately he wanted to make the All-Star game. You know, these young players, and again, we forget how young they are. That validation, it means the world to them. And, you know, we always say, well, who cares who makes the All-Star team? Well, they do, especially the first time. He found out he made the All-Star team, and then all sorts of things started happening. And I think it's just a confidence level where now when he comes down, he's not thinking, oh, I hope this goes in. He's thinking, yeah, watch this, MFs. And he's playing with a confidence and a borderline arrogance that all the great players have.
Jackie, in recent weeks, Tatum's been wearing a purple armband in memory of Kobe Bryant. How did Kobe influence him?
Well, he spent some time with Kobe the summer before his second season, and ironically, was criticized harshly for that. You know, because in his second year, he started taking a lot of shots. He wasn't moving the ball as much. Maybe he was too concentrated too much on scoring and not on, enough on his overall game. And somehow that all got to be Kobe's fault, because he spent some time working with Kobe. I don't know how working with Kobe could be a negative, but somehow it turned into one because Jason didn't have the kind of year last year that we all thought he might have. But I know that those sessions and those workouts were incredibly meaningful to him, just as the workouts he has with Kyrie Irving, who he remains loyal to. Regardless of what happened last year, they're friends. He stood by him, continues to stand by him, told me that Kyrie Irving's his favorite player in the NBA to watch, puts his son Deuce on his lap, and showed his little son the guy that he thinks is still one of the most exciting players in the league. So he's learning from everyone, watching everyone. And, you know, it's funny, after LeBron posted that thing after their the Laker game saying, you know, this boy is nasty or whatever it was, a couple of his veteran teammates went to him and said, now don't fall for that. And Tatum said, well, what do you mean? They said, he's buttering you up, man. You can be thrilled that the king is acknowledging you and complimenting you, but don't let it affect what happens when you're playing in a game against him. You still want to dunk on his head.
Coming up, which part of Tatum's game does Greg Popovich think still needs improvement? The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. I mean, just ask the New York Knicks. When it comes to hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast, from healthcare to manufacturing to business services and more. And now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 top job sites, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right skills and experience for your job. and actively invites them to apply. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the best ones. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, my listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Jackie, you were around this team a lot last year as they struggled, and you know, you chronicled some of the issues with team chemistry. You mentioned Kyrie and some of those well-known issues. At the end of last season, before this year began, Jackie, how was Tatum regarded? What was his sort of state as a player?
Well, I think people were disappointed. They were disappointed because I think it's okay to struggle a little bit when teams start paying more attention to you. And I think the Celtics tried to warn Tatum after that great rookie season that you're on people's radar now. They're going to try to stop you. They're going to try to flummox you. They're going to try to knock you off your game. And I think all of that is understandable. But what isn't understandable or acceptable is when things go bad and you get down. And he talked about how, you know, I was unhappy. It was not fun. I didn't enjoy it. And so I think what happened was on those days when he wasn't feeling that, his defensive commitment wavered. And that is not acceptable. And, you know, in the story, Danny Ainge says, look, nothing forgives a lack of effort, right? If you're not willing to play hard defense or good defense all the time, I'll find someone else who will. You know, when things go bad, that's when you're supposed to play harder. I mean, that's what, say, Marcus Smart does, for instance. And that isn't what Tatum did. And so I think people said, all right, is he just young? Is that all it is? Is it just youth? Is it just maturity? Or is this a flaw in his basketball character?
Tatum was coming off of, you know, a down season last year, goes into the summer where he's competing in the FIBA World Cup. How did that experience change him?
Well, you know, he's in a room with Chris Middleton and Donovan Mitchell and his teammate Kemba Walker and all these great players, and they're in a film session. And, you know, the last thing you ever want to see in a film session is your face on the screen. And he looked up, and there he was. He knew. Starts shrinking a little bit in his seat, and all the players are kind of looking at him. And, you know, Greg Popovich comes over and says, well, wow, I wish I could be you. And he starts imitating Tatum with the very long arms down by his side, saying, wow, I wish I could be standing in the corner like this with my arms down by my side. He was going at him pretty good. And so Tatum's, you know, everybody's laughing. And then Pop put his arm around Tatum and said, hey, look, you know, you got to be better. That's all. Couple days later, he's going to get to the training room to get his stuff, and Popovich grabs him and says, you know, do you understand how special you can be? You know, you could be one of the very few great two-way players in our game. We're talking about Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. You have that ability. And, you know, he was so flummoxed, he didn't even answer. And then Pop's like, oh my goodness, I hope I haven't offended you. And Tatum's like, offended me? You're comparing me to Paul George and Kawhi Leonard? I am definitely not offended. It's what Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens have been telling Jason Tatum all along. But it's pretty good to have Pop follow up to say, yep, they're right. What they're telling you is true. Now make it happen. That's pretty powerful.
So after that experience, how has Tatum's defense been this season?
I think he's answered those questions with the way he's played defense this year. He's been very consistent, very committed. He's jumping passing lanes. But it's more just the way he's rotating, the way he's helping, hedging, you know, the more nuanced things on the defensive end of the floor that coaches say, those are the things we noticed.
One of the knocks on Tatum defensively is that while he's, you know, very good at that side of the ball, he's not usually asked to defend the best player on the other team. That'll be Marcus Smart or Jaylen Brown. Do you think that might eventually change, or he'll be forced to in the playoffs?
Here's the problem in terms of a defensive presence with Tatum. He still struggles with the really physical players. Now, he's getting bigger, he's getting stronger, but he's not able to body LeBron. Like you saw Jaylen Brown when they played the Lakers. LeBron takes Jaylen Brown in the post and they're banging and banging. And that's just not something that I don't think Tatum has the physicality to do yet. And I'm not saying he can't get there. I don't think we've even seen the full version of Jason Tatum yet on the defensive end. And part of that is just literally being more physical on the defensive side of the ball.
It really feels like he's already had this lengthy up and down roller coaster of a career. But Jackie, he turned 22 today. That's how old he is, 22 years old.
He's an old man. No, well, that's it. We forget all the time, Mina, how young these guys are. He's not even old enough to rent a car. But when you're a high pick like he was, like Embiid was, like Ben Simmons, all these players, the spotlight never wavers. Everybody's watching your every move. So the headline from last year was, Jason Tatum takes huge step back. Well, the Celtics took a step back. Did he take a step back? Or is it just that people paid more attention to him because he started to establish a reputation? Maybe this was just part of the learning process.
Is he good enough to be the best player on a championship team?
Oh, it's too early to say. And as you know, you need more than one. And at this juncture, do the Celtics have that? You could argue they're on their way to that. But, you know, they don't have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. They don't have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. They don't even have Giannis and Chris Middleton. But what they might have is four guys that can duck and weave with you. Maybe they have four guys that can duck and weave their way all the way to the conference finals.
Thanks so much, Jackie.
My pleasure. Anytime, Mina.
Coming up, a special club for special pitchers who might be on the verge of getting pushed out of the game. Whatever you want to protect, nobody has more ways to help keep you safe than ADT, the most trusted name in security. You can customize an ADT security package to help protect your home in a way that works for you and your budget. ADT has HD video doorbells, indoor and outdoor cameras, smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats, flood sensors, fire and carbon monoxide detectors, all connected to 24/7 monitoring and controlled by the sound of your voice or the ADT app. So help protect your home today with ADT. Learn more at ADT.com/podcast. Here's another story I want you to know. Anyone who's ever seen a sidearm bullet thrown by Pat Mahomes knows why it's one of the most celebrated sights in football. But in baseball, the motion is still divisive. And thanks to new rules in MLB, it might be more endangered than ever. Which is why I was fascinated by a piece in the New York Times by Daniel Allentuck about a group called Sidearm Nation, an organization that facilitates discussion and holds camps for pitchers who throw sidearm or submarine, which is that almost upside-down looking angle. It's a place for them to develop their skills and, well, feel like they belong. I mean, consider this quote from one of the camp's instructors, a former submarine pitcher in the White Sox organization named Ronnie Morales, who told Allentuck, "We're like the field goal kickers of baseball. We go over to the side and work on our stuff. No one wants to play catch with us." As chronicled in her story, many sidearm pitchers are self-taught, so the group gives them a forum to workshop their craft, which is necessary because there are so few of them. According to Allentuck, fewer than a dozen sidearm pitchers appeared in the majors last year, and even fewer pitched submarine style. Some recent examples include the Pirates' Kent Tekelvey, the Diamondbacks' Brad Ziegler, and most recently, the Astros' Joe Smith. Notably, all of those players are relievers. Because of their niche abilities, sidearm or submarine pitchers only come into games to face specific batters, which is why they might be marginalized even more now that MLB has implemented rules requiring relief pitchers to face at least three batters before they're removed, making it less likely for managers to call on a specialist with an unusual pitch. Which means they might be facing extinction, unless they can make a case that they're more than just a sideshow, which I hope is possible, because baseball's more fun when you've got guys changing it up. I'm Mina Kimes, and this has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.